ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 वर्स 15 टू 18। प्रियाव्रतो नाम सूतो मनो स्वयं भूवस्य अस्य अग्नि धस्ततो नाभीर ऋषव तत्सुतः स्मृतः। प्रियाव्रतो नाम सूतो मनो स्वयं भूवस्य तस्य अग्निधस्ततो नाभी ऋषव तत्सुतः स्मृतः। प्रियाव्रतो नाम सूतौ मनोः स्वयं भूवस्य यस्य अग्नि धस्ततो नाभी ऋषव तत्सुतः स्मृतः। प्रियव्रतः महाराज प्रियव्रत नाम बाय नेम सुतः द सन मनोः स्वयंभू मनुष्यस्य ऑफ स्वयंभू मनु यः हु तस्या हिज अग्निद्र सन वॉज अग्निद्र ततः फ्रॉम हिम दैट इज अग्निद्र नभी किंग नाभी ऋषभ लॉर्ड ऋषभ देव तत सुतः हिज सन स्मरतः इज सो रिमेम्बर्ड Sayambhumani had a son named Maharaj Priyavrat. And amongst Priyavrat's sons was Agnidhar. And from Agnidhar was born Nabhi, whose son was known as Rishabdev. The genealogical background of the sons of Rishabdev is given in this verse. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nimitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरु वैष्णवां च श्री रूपं सागजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगना पिता श्री विशाखान्वितं च नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नमः नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे दिस मंथ वन ऑफ द स्टूडेंट ऑफ फिलोसफी हुज डन हिज doing his master and also PhD planning too, happens to be our Samdhi, son of Vrindavan Kumar, father of Vrindavan Kumar. And he was having a conversation with my brother, His Grace Mahaprabhu Prabhu, and he passed a comment to me. And he said, I like whatever you all discuss in ISKCON, the philosophy. But what I have seen, that you keep discussing the same thing again and again and again and again. So in one sense, it is really a compliment. But what he was trying to say, what next? Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for giving us that understanding, for giving us these wonderful books, for giving us this regular Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya, and also that understanding, and with this kind of comments, we are sure that we are not inventing something new. So, but certainly a question also comes, what next? Just the other day, yesterday I came from Chitrakoot Yatra, and I saw, what are we begging every day? Oh Lord, oh the energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. And devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord cannot be imposed. What I read there in Janaki Kund Ashram created by Rinchoe Das Ji, what is written, na jane kyun mujhe khilane mein anand aata hai. Now, you can phrase this in whatever you like in devotional service. Are we really getting enjoyment in doing that? That is devotional service. In this particular chapter, and what has been seen, I'm talking about myself, for 30 years because of some kind of a teaching, I was convinced that how badly the people of this world, those who are engrossed in Maya, need the Krishna consciousness. Not really focusing, how much do I need? Till my understanding got some fine tuning when I heard the answer of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Though I have presented this answer in a different way in today's contest, I am trying to say, so long as you are in the business of repeating what you have heard from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada or read from His teaching, you should be assured that one person will take Krishna consciousness very seriously, and that is you. So with that mood, I will try to repeat something. In this, and the sadhus and the devotees of the Lord are more merciful than the Lord. We hear from their pastime and their activities and their quotes what they, very, sometimes very bewildering. Queen Kunti is saying, let the calamities come again and again. What is the purpose? She is quoting this so that when there are problems in our life, where do we turn? We turn to Krishna. And what is the use of our comfort? And we forget Krishna. So this is the mood. Let this eclipse continue, the most inauspicious thing considered on this dhara is the eclipse. Let this eclipse continue. This is the prayer of Advaita Acharya. Why? Because the Lord is taking birth, therefore this is happening, that all those who are engaged, all the devotees are engaged in glorifying the name of the Lord by loudly chanting according to their capacity. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Haridas Thakur, what is he saying? When he is visiting the jail and the inmates are very happy that now he has come. Now, glorifying, chanting, and he blesses, but may you remain in this situation. So these are, and in a devotee's life, all these things, miseries, sukha dukha, has to come. And when we are connected through a sadhu. Then two things happen. The sadhu, with a compassionate heart, empathize with us, gives us the knowledge and the power to deal with the situation. And the most important thing take place is what? The most important, that we are, through that process of following, come little more closer to Krishna. Therefore, remaining in a comfortable situation, bereft of Krishna or his devotee, is not really a very comfortable situation. Sadhu, हमारे स्वरूप को नहीं बदलता है, हमारे स्वभाव को बदलता है. He doesn't change our स्वरूप, he doesn't change our situation or स्थिति, he changes our स्वभाव. That is the power of the association. In this chapter, Vasudev is making an humble inquiry. What is devotional service? I want to hear about pure devotional service which frees one from all kinds of fear. I wish to inquire about those duties which gives pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any mortal who faithfully hears about them is freed from all kind of fear. And in reply to this question, Narad Muni glorifies the devotional service. And he says any devotional service is potent simply by hearing about the transcendental pastime of the Lord, chanting the glories of the Lord, meditating upon and faithfully accepting and praising. This part I liked, so I will be focusing on today's talk. What is Narad Muni saying? Anyone, even by praising the devotional service of others, what will happen? Devotional service of others, then you will be immediately purified. We are all looking for purification. And without purification, spiritual life is practically impossible. So, to explain the devotional service, what we read, Swayambhu Manu had sons named Maharaj Parikshit Priyavrat, and amongst Priyavrat's son was Anjira. From Anjira was born Nabi, and whose son was known as Rishabdev, and Rishabdev had 100 sons. One was Bharat. The other 9 were perfect in knowledge. They knew the goal of their life and they were on the path of perfection. The other 9 sons were Kshatriya and they ruled Navadvip. And the 81 were Brahmana, propagating fruitive activities. So the question was asked, these 9 Yogendra were traveling. This is the nature of a sadhu. He wants to deliver the conditioned soul. So King Nimi asked the Nav Yogendra, if you consider me capable of properly hearing these topics, please explain to me. What are they saying? One who accepts these process of devotion service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will never blunder on the path of this world, while even remaining with his eyes closed. So taking inspiration from Narad Muni, we would like to speak in glorification or praising the Lord and his devotees. If we can really, that is really a question, but we will try. And what is the quality required for praising the activities of the Lord? One has to be honest. That is the prerequisite. In short, what is known is one has to be humble. And humble means to be honest. We find sometimes exaggerated words spoken by saint, but they really mean. Chaitanya Charitamrita's writer, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, I am warm in the stool. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Amar Jivan Sada Pape Rata. This is honesty. They really feel. And I know one sadhu was asked by a dentist at Mandwa that your activities of your life are so glorious that why don't you please write a book on your Jivan Katha? And he humbly brushed aside that topic and he said, what a useless life I am living. What is worth in writing a book about my Atma Katha? But somehow or the other, by the divine arrangement and devotee's request, he ended up writing a book. So we were in our EC meeting, sitting with the sadhu, asked him, what do you wanted the title of this book to be? No, we didn't ask, he mentioned. Actually, I wanted the title of this book to be the autobiography of a worm in the stool. And finally, the devotees chose the title of this book to be The Journey Home. We had a slight laughter on this statement, but all those who were sitting in the room, we had tears in our eyes, seeing the genuine humility of a saint, what he actually feels. What is so great in my life that I want the world to know? So yesterday in Chitrakoot, we were in the ashram and taking parikrama. I would like to mention if the time permits, a few things. The mood in which the devotee, unless our chitta is completely engrossed at the lotus feet of the Lord, we can't really relish the devotional path. Jab tak ki hamari chetana puri Ramachandra mein nahi hai, we are not safe. Puri Ramachandra chetana. We will become like Ramachandra Puri if we are not engrossed. He was seeing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing, but he was not seeing. Just like the same Ayodhya Vasi, when the Lord was departing for forest, they cried so much tears that they flooded Ayodhya Dham. And these same Ayodhya Vasi were instrument in sending Ma Sita for Valmiki Ashram. Why? They had a question. How Ram allowed Sita to be with him after she lived with a Rakshasa? Now these Ayodhyavasi actually had not seen this particular incident. They had heard that Sita was stolen and she was 1 year in Lanka. They had heard. But they had also heard that she has gone through a purification process to express, to show her chastity through an Agni Pariksha. They completely ignored that part, but they remembered that she was in Lanka with a Rakshasa. So this selective type of understanding, selective type of hearing per se, can be so very dangerous. We want to hear what we want to hear. We want to see what we want to see. Right in front of our eyes, the Lord is exhibiting His pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the whole world is benefited. But Ramchandrapuri saw something else. So, when the Lord was passing through Chitrakoot forest, he saw the mountain of bones. Naturally, he inquired from the sages, what is all this? The knower of all is asking, what is all this? The sages are saying, these are the bones of the rishis, the muni, those who are performing devotional service at your lotus feet. Lord Sri Ram cried tears and when he is crying, actually it is not an act of exhibition. He is so compassionate, karuna ke sagar. Chaitanya Charitamritam, we hear why the Lord appear. Bhakta gana sukhe denu tava avatar. Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhu nam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And in Ramayana we hear many times, Vipradhenu sura sant hita liyo manuj avatar. That Lord, karun kahani padi jab, karun kahani padi jab, karuna nidhi ke kaan, kyun aaye hain is dhara par aaya iska dhyan. And then what was his mood? What was his promise? What was his determination? Go Brahman Rakshak. Go Ram, go Brahman Rakshak garaj uthe. Rishi Munijan suno pratigya ye. Patal sune, bhulok sune. Nav mandal sune pratigya ye. मैं धनुष उठाकर कहता हूं, अब से है ये एक काम मेरा, पृथ्वी को निशाचर हीन करूं, तभी दशरथ नंदन नाम मेरा. Now, hearing this promise, Sita mother was frightened. Sita, my lord, we have come to exile for 14 years. And what may happen? Just like Ethan, an inflammable article, if it is kept closer to the fire, there are very, very good chances it will attract fire. So my lord, bow and arrow in your hand may be not good during this time. Why? Because you may use these weapons for some innocent people. How do you know who is what? Now she is playing a role of a Grahani. Ramchandra ji, there were a lot of conversation. Valmiki Ramayana explains. And Ramchandra ji tells, O Sita, I can give up my own breathing. I can give up Lakshman. I can give up even you. But the promise what I have given to the sages and my devotee in the Brahmana, I can never give up. This is the mood of the Lord. And what is the mood of a devotee of the Lord? And to fully understand this subject matter of today's discussion, we have to accept that due to our karma of the previous life and due to our karma of the present life, we are engaged in doing something, whatever we are doing. And we have no choice. We human being have chosen our own shakha, branch. To understand this, we take some material example. The doctor, heart specialist, orthopedic, or pediatrician, or gynecologist, and there are one branch, one shakha, and then it is detailed branching. Advocate. Advocate may be civil matters, criminal matters, tax matter. When you talk about engineers, then you talk about IT, information technology. You talk about computers, you talk about electronics, you talk about mechanical, you talk about chemical, you talk about civil. When he sits in front of me almost all the time, this civil engineer is picking up all the bricks, all the cements, as if the entire building is meant for him. So this is the inspiration when I sit in front of him and talk. Civil engineering, and then there are numbers of when you name the thing. You are a cook, then you are a different type. Whether you want Western food, Indian food, when you are a teacher, math, science, whatever you want to teach, and you are a farmer, what you want to grow, you have chosen your branch, your shakha. And the list is long. And any human being takes the pride in his or her accomplishment is in a danger zone, according to this section of Ramayana. We will try and explain for my purification, for reminding myself. Hanumanji has just returned after taking the message of Mother Sita. And he is explaining how she has been only meditating, my Lord, at your lotus feet and waiting for your arrival. When you will come and give shelter of your lotus feet. She is breathing, my Lord, only for you. Lord Ramchandra ji is expressing his gratitude to Hanuman. Oh Hanuman, how can I pay? You have got such a news. Whatever you are speaking to me about Sita is giving me so much pleasure that I cannot explain in words how will I pay your debts. अब और विशेष कहूं क्या मैं, तू अब से प्राण हमारा है। श्री भरत शत्रुघ्न लक्ष्मण सीता से भी बढ़कर प्यारा है। दिस इज द मूड ऑफ द लॉर्ड व्हेन ही इज सो ग्रेटफुल एंड इंडेटेड फॉर अ लिटिल सर्विस। हनुमान जी थिंकिंग दैट ही हैज रेंडर्ड। Hanuman ji, out of his humility, we were talking about in this material world the various kind of branches, various kind of shakha we have chosen, whether in devotional service or in our profession or business or you name the thing. Here Hanuman ji is talking about this is, I may have read this, but somehow I like this, so I thought I'll discuss. Hanumanji, what is Hanumanji is saying? He is calling himself as a Shakha Mrag. My Lord, who am I? I am merely a Shakha Mrag. A person, an animal or a creature who live on the branches of a tree. And what is my expertise? Shakha mrag ki yahi chaturai. Ek hi chaturai hai mere paas. शाखा मृग की यही चतुराई शाखा ते शाखा पर जाई। What can I do, my Lord? I have only one qualification. I reside on a tree and I jump from one branch to another branch. This is only my qualification. What a doctor can do? He can see a patient and cure. What other choice he has? What an engineer can do? What a person who is in service can do? What a businessman can do? He can do only that. You then leader position will not become a worker. What a worker can do? He can only work. My Lord, you have given some meaning to my work. That is your glory. Otherwise, my nature is to only jump from one branch to another. Ye sab tab pratap raghurai Nath na kahu mori prabhutai. This is all your glory to my Lord. There is nothing so great about me in this. In achieving anything in this material world, there are combination of so many factors, and we end up getting pride, getting puffed up on our own accomplishment. I have, under my leadership, under my guidance, because of my ability, I have achieved this. So many direct, indirect factors, guidance, blessings, and experts' opinion at the time of crisis are available to us, and we neglect those. when the conversation was going on, naturally, Jamavant must be sitting there. He did not poke his nose there. My Lord, O Hanumanji, do you recall? It was me who reminded you that what power you have. Otherwise you would have remained in seashore. What to speak of crossing the Lanka. But a devotee of the Lord wants to give glories to others. This is the mood. Even if we are convinced that I have played a major role in this accomplishment, the devotee just wants to give credit to others. So this is the mood of the Lord's devotees. And finally, the interaction, what I liked in one of the pastimes, when all those who have read the book of His Grace Subhilas Prabhu, It may be only a revision for you. I like that section, so I am repeating. When the Lord is somehow or the other convinced by the sages that we should not stay so close to Ayodhya and move, because they will keep coming, we have some memories, Bharat came here, mother came, and the sages, he said, somehow we are feeling like this, that we should not stay here. So they start moving from that place. Ramchandji thought, have my interaction or activities or acharan or Sita's somehow disturbed these people, or Bharat or Lakshman had done something? But somehow they all decided that we will move on from this place. Now Mother Sita is walking with the sages, and she at the bank of Mandakini, it's a 16-mile, and they are moving towards the ashram of Atri Muni and Anusuya. While walking, she is telling Ram, Sita Mata, how a person is really grateful for what he or she had achieved is, we can easily ignore or we can take inspiration from. Mata Sita is talking about how 1 year we spent here. We took bath in this river. The cooling breeze touching the water was so refreshing to our mind. And it was such an beautiful environment. And she is glorifying, she is grateful for Mother Mandakini River. And she tells Ram, do you know how Mandakini came? The knower of all is asking, tell me, I do not know. 10 years, there was a drought. And because of the drought, this whole area became barren. And she was praising Anusuya. That Anusuya, it is Anusuya. One lady is praising the other. In this section, there are 6 ladies. It's a long story. I will not like to, because you all know about it. I'm touching one aspect of the Lord. Now, Sita Mata is praising Anusuya. Anusuya is another lady in this section is, what is her name? Her name is Silavati. And then there are three ladies, Parvati, Lakshmi and Saraswati. And this section is very, very instructive for all those who want to become a good housewife. And particularly, I am talking about the mood of a husband who is playing a role of a Maryada Purushottam. So, after speaking about this, Mother Sita says, this is nothing. She got Mother Mandakini from heavenly planet. This is nothing. What she did was something unheard. So Ramchandji said, getting Mandakini from heavenly planet, usse bhi jyada kuch aur badi baat ho sakti hai kya? Because our ancestors took 4 generations to get Ganga. So he is inquisitive. First time, what did she say? Huh? About Ansuya. And what now? He is inquisitive. So what generally happens in husband and wife relationship, before the wife opens her mouth, probably because of the intimacy or because of the previous background or conversation, you know that what the wife has to say. All right, tell me. And then you'll end up not hearing. And wife want to be heard. And here, the Lord is showing by His example in these two little pastimes. Oh yeah? And the knower of all. And we claim that before the wife opens her mouth, we know. So you go ahead. Yeah, it's all done. Recently, it may be a relevant example. We are given a monthly service of doing seva on Sundays. So my wife mentioned to me that what I feel that we should have rotating services. Like we have been doing seva of cow control, or sometime we are in shoe stall, or sometime so we are fixed on this seva. 5 counselors have been given, two counselors have been given the seva. So because we keep talking about this, so I knew what is going to, she going to tell me. Yeah. Because I knew whatever, so I did not really, I heard maybe for a minute. Now, this suggestion must be in many others' mind also. So, just next Sunday, Her Grace Kishori Mataji also happened to mention this to me, that we should have a rotating service. Now the background, that when my wife is speaking, I already knew. And if I don't hear Kishori Mataji, what she wants to say, then it's not really a proper Shishtachara. So I heard. And the answer what I gave her to my wife was the same. But I added one more thing in my answer to Kishori Mataji. That, all right, we will discuss with all. Because I had reasons, which I explained to both of them. I had reason that the temple wants trained people, those who are trained in shoes. So you can't keep training people. Then there is a need for some solid, strong people, those who can do dishwashing. We can't transfer the oldies in that section. And we can't make people stand those who are old. So, but this one particular one sentence, my wife had a question that you did not hear me fully and you heard Kishori Mataji fully. Though there was a part of the Shishtachar, and we presume that whatever a person wants to say, we already know, therefore we kind of listen, and it may be true that 90% of the time you may be correct that what a person wants to say. But here, the Lord, knower of everything, is teaching by His example that, yes, what else you want to tell me? After Mandakini, what happened? And then she narrates the whole story about the other three ladies and other. So, if we want to take teaching from Ramayana, we should know that we are simply Shakha Mrag. The devotees of the Lord may say like this, say, Madhavananda Prabhu saying, I am Shakha Mrag of pediatrician. Bachchon ka bandar hoon main. But for us, He is Madhavananda Prabhu. In all area, everyone, personally a devotee feels, I am a Shakha Mrag. Then, by the mercy of Lord, that jumping from one branch to other has some meaning when we are working under the direction of that Madari, whom we may call His Divine Grace or Guru or Param Guru or the teaching or the Lord Himself. Then it has some meaning. Otherwise, keep jumping. Oh, the monkeys must be talking. I jump 10 feet. What are you talking? I jump from one tree to another tree, 20. And how merciful and how grateful, how Karuna Nidhan, when He takes a promise, He is there to protect us. And if we remember that, then our path on devotional service will have some meaning. So I thought, since Ram Navami is coming, so I share this for my purification. If I have made some mistake or in my talk, I would like to ask forgiveness. And if you have any comment on this, if time is not there, then we will end here. Thank you. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.